I might just stick to a walk in the park rather than a dip in the ocean. And in August, I did just that, on the hunt for my lunch. I took a stroll with lifelong hobbyist forager Anthony Baggett to see what tasty morsels the green spaces of Cambridge had to offer.
We've come back from the road a bit and it's actually really quiet and peaceful. And yeah. You're going to show us a few items that you can pick in August, is that right?
Sure. Actually, just as we enter the cemetery, we've got some berries here now, two types. So there's some elderberries up top and some blackberries down below.
Oh, wow. That one's really sour.
Yeah. These are a bit small and a little bit sour.
Yeah, wow.
So hawthorn is one that I've always known from a kid. And people call it bread and cheese. The leaves are like the bread and the fruit is like the cheese.
So you can make a hawthorn sandwich?
Exactly, yeah.
Go on then. Give it a go. I'm not feeling brave enough.
Tasty.
Does it taste anything like bread?
It doesn't taste anything like bread. Actually, it has a little bit of an apple-y flavour. We've had a bad experience in the past with an orange birch bélite, which is a type of mushroom that grows under the birch tree. We picked it, cooked it for about 3 to 4 minutes, I'd say, because that's how we cook our mushrooms from the supermarket. Within about 5 minutes, he was throwing up on the beach they were on.
Oh, goodness. You really have to know your stuff when foraging, don't you?
Yes, you certainly do, with fungi in particular. Luckily, Anthony's friend was fine, but make sure you know your stuff before picking. Better still, take an expert with you. And if you want to listen to more of my foraging adventure and get a few do's and don'ts, search for our diet show on the website or wherever you get your podcasts.